Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mia and Archer with your 10 a.m. Zlines. In local news, a group of paddleboarders recently risked significant legal repercussions and fines exceeding $30,000 to free a distressed humpback whale entangled in a shark net off the Sunshine Coast. Despite marine authorities' warnings about the dangers involved, Will Wensley, Breton Owens, Luke Bird and Jazz Soul took decisive action when they observed the whale struggling. Their swift intervention using paddleboards and a knife successfully freed the animal, allowing it to swim away. The Department of Agriculture and Fisheries has cautioned against such actions, emphasizing public safety and legal restrictions surrounding wildlife rescue efforts. In national news, photos of Australian children have been included in a dataset used by several AI image generating tools without the knowledge or consent of their families. An analysis done by the Human Rights Watch found 190 photos of Australian children on the internet, including information on when and where the photos were taken. The HRW said this should be addressed in a legislation to update the Privacy Act in August.
Traditional owners of the Kakadu country in Northern Territory are petitioning the Northern Territory and federal governments to not extend the Jabiluku uranium mining lease and to include the area into the Kakadu National Park. Corbin Majundi, a mirror traditional owner of the area, is concerned that the Liberal Party's nuclear policy would drive demand for Jabiluku's uranium. Researchers and traditional owners will bring forward a motion to include Jabiluku into the Kakadu National Park due to its 65,000-year-old evidence of occupation. In international news, EDF, the French state-owned nuclear giant managing the nation's nuclear fleet, has reportedly abandoned plans for a new small modular reactor design, codenamed Newood, due to concerns over escalating costs and technical challenges. Following completion of the basic design, EDF now intends to pursue partnerships focusing on proven technologies to mitigate delays and budget overruns. This decision reflects broader challenges facing SMR development globally, despite ambitions in regions like Australia, highlighting uncertainties around cost-effectiveness compared to established renewable energy sources. For your weather today, Brisbane is singing in the rain. It is currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website 4ZZZ.org.au.